Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time Hour, you're hearing our live broadcast, and you can speak directly with us if you call now, 844-322-2742, and if you're hearing the broadcast at any other time, call that same number and record your question in the U.S. or Canada. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We start a brand new month with a brand new theme. We're going to talk about this month how we can participate in the body of Christ. You know, when we come to Christ, we're joined to the body of Christ. We're baptized into Christ. So we belong to something that is bigger than ourselves. I mean, we're not just individuals. We're not just on an island living this Christian life in isolation. We have been joined to the body of Christ. We're all members of the body. And we need to learn how to really step into our spot, step into our role, step into what God has called us to be within that body of believers. So we're all children of God. We're all connected by the life of Christ that we share. We're all united in this new covenant in which we live in today. And we've all been gifted with various gifts so that we can serve one another in love, so that the body can fulfill its greater purpose out there in the world. Now, what is that greater purpose? I think that greater purpose gets to the task that God has equipped the church to carry out. Paul talks about that in Acts chapter 20. This is one of my favorite passages in all the Word of God. So Paul is on a journey to Jerusalem. He knows his days are numbered. He knows that danger is up ahead for him, but he's still going to go to Jerusalem. So he meets with the elders at Ephesus, and he has one of the most personal conversations in all of the New Testament. And so he's gathered this group around him, and he said, "And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Holy Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me."
Yeah.
So Paul knew what was up ahead, and it wasn't going to be an easy road. It wasn't going to be just comfort from this point forward. There's going to be a lot of danger that he is going to face, imprisonment and afflictions. But this is what he says in regards to that. "But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus." And that's to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So what is the task? And that's how the New International Version would put it, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. So what is the task? What is the ministry of the church? It is to testify to the grace of God, to the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what we've been gifted to do. That's what we've been tasked to do as believers in Jesus, to testify to that grace that saves us, to that grace that sustains us, that grace that will persevere with us until the very end.
Right.
That's our task. That's what we've been called to do. God has given us a voice to proclaim that good news of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're going to talk about this month. We're children of God. We've been set apart from the world. We've been gifted by the Holy Spirit. We've been baptized. We've been placed into the body of Christ. We are all members, equal members, even though we serve different functions. We play, we have different roles. But all of that is to serve this one task, that of testifying to the good news of God's grace. That's the message that's so different. That's the message that is revolutionary. That's the message that every single person who has ever lived, will ever live, longs to hear.
Yes.
It's the only message that resonates deep within the heart. It's the only message that speaks directly to the heart. That's what we've been tasked to do. And we're going to talk about the freedom that we have as believers in Christ to carry out that task, regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of what the government may say or not say. We have freedom, ultimate freedom, because of what Christ has done to carry out that task and see others come to know Christ, that saving grace, just as we have. So I think it's going to be a great month, an exciting month. I just can't wait to really dive in and see what the Word of God has to say about the task of the church and the fact that the church, when it carries out its task, is absolutely the most powerful force on the planet.
Absolutely. Great news, Bob, and thank you. It's the kind of news that we share every day on Basic Gospel. And for those of you who are excited about your life in Jesus Christ and want to learn how to share the good news, we have a multi-CD teaching series that God has already been using as a catalyst for many to share the good news of Jesus with their families and among their friends and co-workers. It's called Be a Voice, and it will reveal the power that you need to live out your life in Christ. And as our gift to you this month from Basic Gospel in July, we'll send you a copy of this very empowering series. Just go online to basicgospel.net and click Be a Voice on the roll-through. That's Be a Voice at basicgospel.net, or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Make your donation today and learn how you can be a voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, click Be a Voice at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. We also accept donations through PayPal. Currently, PayPal is the best option for those of you outside the U.S. and Canada.
Well, thanks, Bob. I wanted to just talk with our listeners just for a few minutes. Last month, we had a push to meet our fiscal year-end target of $199,000, and we're still counting donations. We don't know the final number, but it looks like we're going to be just a little bit short, but not much. And so I just want to send out a heartfelt thanksgiving to everyone who contributed, everyone who was moved by the Holy Spirit to give their most generous gift to help us meet that target. I've just been blown away. As I've seen just the generosity and so many people just basically coming out of the woodwork and saying, hey, I want to help. I want to see this message continue to touch people's hearts, continue to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and for the whole team here at Basic Gospel. We extend a heartfelt piece of gratitude to you for your role, the part that you've played in making this ministry what it is today. So thank you very, very much.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Bob. Friends, we have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. If it is the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want to interact with you. You can talk directly with us right now if you call quickly, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, last week, Bob, we had a couple of very delightful calls from a lady named Kristen in the state of Kansas. And over the weekend, we had another call, and I think this one is equally interesting.
Hi, I love Basic Gospel. My name's Kristen. I have a question. My girlfriend just sent me this list of scriptures in Revelation, and I'm not going to read the scriptures, of course, but Chapter 2, verses 7, 11, 17, 26. Chapter 3, verses 5, 12, and 21. So it's all about overcoming, and I just want to know what difference that is in terms of you being saved and you still have to overcome. And there's also in there that verse about, I will blot you out of the book of life. I've always wondered about that. Thank you. Bless you. Love you. Bye.
Sweetly.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, two very important questions, and she is right. As you read through those first couple of chapters of the book of Revelation, you see that word overcome, and it certainly puts a question in your mind, what does that mean? What do I have to overcome, and am I equipped to do that? Am I capable of overcoming the evil that's in the world, the lies that are in the world, whatever it may be? Well, the word overcome really has already been answered, and John answered it in his first letter, and this is what he had to say: for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So we overcome the world. We overcome the ways of this world. We overcome the fact that we once lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. We overcome the fact that we were once dead in trespasses and sins through faith in Jesus Christ. So when we have faith in Jesus, we respond to that grace of God that's been given to us in Christ. Faith is that response. We're saved. We're born again of the Spirit. And because we've been born again, we have overcome the world. What is it that overcomes the world? Our faith in Jesus Christ. So when John is talking in Revelation, writing in Revelation, and he uses that word overcome, this is what he's referring to. This is what he means. Our faith in Jesus Christ is what overcomes. Now, so many people put their reliance on something else, their good works, the fact that they've done many miracles in Jesus's name. That's what they're relying upon for their salvation. That's what they think is going to enable them to overcome the world. But all of those things will fall short. There's only one thing that overcomes the world, and that's new birth in Jesus Christ. That's faith in Jesus Christ. So if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, then guess what? You have overcome the world. Why? Because John says it right here. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Yeah. Now, her second question, just follows exactly on the coattails of that one. Can our names be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life? And the answer is a big fat no, that it will never, our names will never be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's exactly what that passage says. It doesn't say that our names will be blotted out or can be blotted out. What it says is the one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the Book of Life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So what he clearly says is that I will never blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Once it's there, it's there. Why is it there? Because you've trusted Jesus.
Yeah.
Why have you trusted Jesus? So that you could have new life. And in that new life, you have overcome the world. So everything has been taken care of. Your sins have been dealt with once and for all. And you have eternal life, and it's eternal because it's his life. His life is indestructible because he lives, you live, you're in there forever.
Yeah.
Just count on it. Rejoice in it. So we need to learn to really read what the Scripture has to say. And this is one of those verses that is so important because it does not say that our names can be blotted out. It says exactly the opposite, that they will never be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life.
Kristen, hope you're listening and hope that's a tremendous help to you. I know it is for so many people. And we love hearing from our listeners. If you have a question, I'm sure there are many others who have the same question. We'd like for you to post it right now. If you're hearing the live broadcast in the first half of the 3 o'clock hour Central Time, give us a call, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go talk to Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
It's not Brad. It's Barnabas.
That's right.
Here he comes.
That's right. Our encourager.
Hopefully, Kristen's listening or she'll listen tonight. But I've been praying for her. She's pretty close to Missouri. And, with the way things are working with me that you mentioned in the newsletter, the little group of fellowship is growing, and so appreciative of Basic Gospel, and I can encourage Kristen, just tune in and stay hooked up, because things will change. And those scriptures she read in Revelation, you guys have taught, Richard's taught, Andrew Farley's taught, that John's really speaking to churches there, not just an individual, but the particular churches. And so many people pull those scriptures out for individual people, and it really does cause people to question. But The other thing, before I heard your dialogue, I was thinking about tomorrow in freedom, tomorrow that they're celebrating, but you just hit it, you know, like we are connected, kind of, sort of, that there's no greater freedom than what we have in Jesus Christ. And it's so much more than what they're celebrating tomorrow that I'm grateful for, but it doesn't even come close to what Jesus offers and gives us. So,
well, you're right, Brad.
Thank you so much for being there.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And we did highlight Brad in our newsletter this month, and he's a guy that prays almost every day, Lord, use me. And God has opened up numerous opportunities to use Brad as an encourager. I think that's his gift. That's what God has gifted him to do, and he uses his voice to encourage people to stand firm in who they are in Christ, to rest in the finished work of Christ. So, Brad, we thank you for all you do, for being a voice for this good news of Jesus Christ, for testifying to the grace to the grace of God. But as far as freedom is concerned, that's what we've been set free to do, is to be that witness, to be that testimony, to testify to the good news of Jesus Christ. And we can do that regardless of what's going on around us. You know, we think we have to have a government that is sympathetic with our cause. And certainly that is preferable. We want that. We pray for that. That's why we pray for our leaders, so that the voice of the gospel can go out unhindered, unbridled. It can just be free to touch whoever and whomever. But there are a lot of countries where that's not the case, where they have put a clamp on the gospel, yet the gospel still goes out. Why? Because there are folks there who recognize the freedom that they have in Christ, and they simply speak, regardless of what may be the consequences of that. Exactly what Paul said, you know, whether I'm put in prison, whether I face danger, I cannot do anything other than testify to the good news of God's love and grace.
Yeah.
And that's ultimate freedom, isn't it? That is saying to the world around us, you can do to me whatever you want. It is not going to stop the work of God in and through me. And that is good news. And even in death, we're absent from the body, present with the Lord. He's still alive. He's still going to get his message out. It's been going forth for 2,000 years. Every force that's stood opposed and against God has tried its darndest to stop the message about Christ. It is yet to do so in 2,000 years. If the Lord tarries for another 2,000 years, this message is going to continue. Atheists are trying to stop it. They're gathering in full force, just adamantly opposed to the message concerning Christ. They want to rid, according to them, the world of such stupidity and magic talk. They don't believe that the supernatural exists, that there's an explanation, a natural explanation to everything that happens on planet Earth. So when they read the Bible and they see the stories of Christ performing miracles, they call that magic language. And they say, hey, that's just crazy stuff. And we need to rid the world of that kind of thing. So they are gathering forces to stand opposed to the things of Christ. Are they going to be able to stand? Absolutely not. Every other force out there is trying to make a stand against the good news of Jesus Christ. Will it stop it? No. Will it thwart what God is going to do through Jesus and through the body of Christ? Absolutely not. The powers of hell will not prevail against the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's count on it. Let's stand in that power. Let's stand in that victory. Let's stand in that freedom. Let's lift our voices so that others can hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate, of course, hearing from all of our listeners, and we hope that if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, that you'll drop us an email at bob@basicgospel.net or call this same number, 844-322-2742, and record your message, as Kristen has done a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. We want to hear your voice as well. So give us a call, 844-322-2742. Well, friends, we so appreciate the many of you, our friends, who stepped up to help during the final week of our fiscal year, just ended on the 30th. And because of you've done what you've done, we've been able to be on the air every day with this good news of Jesus Christ. Now, Bob, I can't speak for you, and I can't speak for Richard, but one of the things I like least about Christian ministry is asking for support. But if we don't let the need be known, well, it might not be met. So even though our fiscal year is over, this is no time, friends, to let down. So we ask in the hope that each of you who loves this message of the new covenant can help every month so that at the end of the year we don't have that big hurdle again. So click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of an empowering CD series that will teach you how to be a voice in your community, in your family, with your coworkers and friends. A voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the name of it, Be a Voice. And again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or give by phone at 844-322-2742. And thanks.
Well, thanks, Bob. And as you said, and as I stated earlier, is thank you so much to everybody that stands with us. This truly is a partnership. I like to call it Basic Gospel Nation.
Yeah.
We're connected in wanting to testify to this good news of God's grace. And that's why we're here. That's what this ministry is all about. There's lots of causes. There's lots of things that we could be talking about. But once a person gets the good news of Jesus taken care of, they understand who they are in Christ, that begins to affect every other area in life. You know, we've done seminars, we've done conferences, and people have come, and we've never talked about marriage, but at the end of it, they say it's the best marriage conference they've ever had. Why?
Yeah.
Because now they know the life of Christ. They're experiencing the life of Christ, and they're recognizing that they have the freedom to share that with others, particularly in marriage, and then as far as parenting and all these different issues that we face each and every day, the grace of God speaks to every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, let's go down to Bryan, Texas, and talk to James. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
Fantastic. What's on your mind today?
Man, I just wanted to encourage your listeners. I mean, here recently, I struggled with some things on just feeling a yoke of legalism, and I've just really discovered that, you know, our Jesus is really the author and the finisher of our faith, that just in giving ourselves completely unto him, that the work is all his. It's not even ours.
Well, James, you're exactly right. And, you know, he did it all. He did it all. The story of the gospel is really his story. And the
right.
We mess it up when we try to put ourselves into that. You know, we say he died, he was buried, he was raised from the dead, and then we do this, this, and this. Well, it's just he died, he was buried, he was raised, he ascended into heaven. That's the end of it. And we get to participate in that because of his love and grace and his reaching out to us. And when we recognize that, James, as you have, everything just kind of falls into place, doesn't it? You have this sense of rest. You have this sense that you're complete, that it's finished, that now you can just live in that victory and enjoy his love and his life each and every day. So, James, we appreciate the encouragement. We really, really do, and we're so grateful that you're resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ, my friend.
Yeah.
For sure. I really appreciate what you guys do, and just a shout out to your book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It's fantastic. And I'd recommend any of your listeners who haven't picked it up and get a copy.
Well, thank you for that, James. And I would recommend the same. I hope any of our listeners will do that. So I appreciate that, my friend. God bless for calling.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, friends, again, our thanks to the many of you who stood beside us as we approached the end of our fiscal year this past Friday. We hope you can continue to help on a monthly basis so that we don't have that large sum to consider at the end of next year. It's your gifts that make this ministry possible, and we thank you so much for being a part of it. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844- 800-322-2742. And to say thanks for your help this month, we're going to send you our new CD. It's God has been using for quite a while to minister in the lives of people, but it's our CD series called Be a Voice. Again, 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for a July 4th edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.